Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah in Israel. The Palestinian Authority president says there will be no Jews in a Palestinian state. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas announced recently that in an independent Palestinian state with Jerusalem as its capital, there will be no Israeli Jews living there, which includes the almost 500,000 Jews that now are living in the area of Judea and Samaria, with over 200 Jewish settlements in the same area, including the Old City of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. The Palestinian Authority president accused the United States of not putting enough pressure on the Israeli government to stop construction in the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria and the eastern section of the city of Jerusalem. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A statement by the Palestinian Authority president that there will be no Jews in a Palestinian state contradicts and confirms the Bible, which reveals the end-of-time scenario for the Jewish people. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As the Jewish people and the Palestinians fail to bring about a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, both sides have been using rhetoric that has not helped the peace process. Recently, Palestinian Authority President Abbas made the announcement that in a Palestinian state, there would not be any Jewish people. That's in contradiction to the efforts to bring peace to the area by stating that some Jewish settlements and settlers could choose to live where they are living today, which is in an area within the borders of what could be the Palestinian state. It is interesting to note there are hundreds of thousands of Palestinians today who are living in the Jewish state. The Bible has insight into the future as it relates to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, a conflict that has been going on for some 4,000 years. The Israelis and the Palestinians both have ancestors and a history as recorded in the Bible, and this record starts in Genesis chapter 25 with the birth of twin boys, Jacob and Esau. A study of Bible history brings us to the facts. Jacob's descendants are the Jewish people of today, and Esau's heritage would be the Palestinians of today. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel reveals that in the last days, the Israelis will be killed by the Palestinians, who will then take the land that God has given the Jewish people. That's Ezekiel chapter 35. The Palestinians can say that there will be no Jewish people in a Palestinian state. But remember, Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...